And now school is out, young Nick can go to the movies. Hollywood hopes so anyway. And what will he find in the darkened theater after the ads? Romance, conflicted heroes, monsters, sequels. He can find them all today in Spider-Man 2. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says our young moviegoer could do worse.
Romance and empathy are all very nice, but comic book movies cry out for exceptional villains. And Spider-Man 2 has come up with a great one.
Peter Parker.
What do you want?
I want you to find your friend, Spider-Man.
He's the vivid and extravagant Dr. Otto Octavius, the ever-menacing Doc Ock, Spider-Man's nemesis since the comic book's earliest days. By bringing him to life on screen, Spider-Man 2 has in effect turned the formula that made the first film successful inside out. That film's empathetic stars are back.
Hi.
Tobey Maguire is Peter Parker, Spider-Man's alter ego.
Oh, you.
And Kirsten Dunst plays Mary Jane Watson, the girl next door, but just out of reach.
Can I get you a drink?
I'm with John. He'll get me my drink.
They are still sweet together, though a bit pro forma in the early going, as if the happy couple read and believed their good reviews from the first film.
Kiss me.
Kiss you.
I need to know something.
It's still a major treat to see Spider-Man take to the air, but the first film already showed us the thrill of learning to fly, and like First Love, that's an experience that can't be recaptured. Spider-Man 2 tries to replace it with Parker's crisis of confidence as the young man wonders if being Spider-Man is worth it.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Henry. You're getting tall.
You'll never guess who he wants to be. Spider-Man.
Why?
One character who does not lack in confidence and makes this film worth seeing is that celebrated scientist, Dr. Octavius. The Green Goblin, the bad guy the last time around, was that film's weakest element. But Doc Ock, as played by Alfred Molina with both computer-generated and puppeteer assistants, grabs this film with his quartet of sinister mechanical arms and refuses to let go.
I don't know where he is.
Find him. Or I'll peel the flesh off her bones.
The doctor is a nice guy until something goes terribly wrong during an experiment. Not only do the mechanical arms he's created fuse to his body, which would be bad enough, they also take over his mind with their evil, evil thoughts. The horror.
Where is she?
Oh, she'll be just fine. Let's talk.
Doc Ock is such a completely realized creation, the battles he has with Spider-Man are so involving, he actually helps buck up the rest of the production. Even the romantic moments between Parker and MJ become more poignant as the menace of the Doc looms in the distance. His is a cold embrace, but it heats this film up.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Other summer movie reviews are at npr.org.